First, I should talk to Ramir Al-Mushita for organizing the Shia, and should talk to the president of Shimon Down Shiva, and I should talk to all of you that so early in the morning you actually came to learn. Amazing. The sugya I'm going to discuss is a well-known sugya. When I was asked about the Shia, so I decided to go ahead and I asked, where is the Daf Yomi going to be? He told me in Zugos. So I didn't plan on saying a Shia on that topic, but decided to say something, the closest Shia to Zugos, so those who are very ensconced in Daf Yomi, which is many, many people in this room, excluding myself, will hopefully be able to recognize the sugya even if you don't have a lot of familiarity with it. I'm starting with Gemara on page number one here. Tanur Rabbanan, the famous Raisa. Hakol chayam bi'arba kosos halolu. Everyone is obligated in the Dawa Kosos of Dawa Seder. Echad anoshim, echad noshim, echad tinokos. Men, women. The term tinokos is a fascinating term. The Gemara doesn't use the notion of ktanim, which would perhaps have been more appropriate and has relevance, as we'll see in a little while. In general, whenever the term is used, for example, the term in the context of Hakel, the Torah says, Hakel is anoshim, anoshim, batah. It's a question, Mahom Zavishenim, what that refers to. The Gemara has a Chagiga, that the reason why Taf is there, Litain Scham, maybe Ayem, but what does Taf refer to? Does Taf refer to Tanim, that are going to Chinuch, or does it refer to Yom Kishadayim, Mahom Zavishenim, the other Vishenim, in terms of what we're referring to? So here also, the term Tinokos is a very cryptic kind of term. It doesn't say Tanim, it says Tinokos, which gives the impression that perhaps we're talking about Tinokos that did not yet reach the age of Chinuch, that are not yet of educable age. But the Gemara says that according to the first Mandiyama, the Chacham, and Tanakama, that everyone is obligated in the midst of Dalai Kosos. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Lechimato Elas Yesh Tinokos Be'ayin. What's the value? What's the point? Whatsoever is there for Tinokos to drink wine? What does that mean exactly? We'll see in a moment in the Ram and other Rishonim. Ella, what do we do? Mechalkim lehem ployos ve'egoz in Erev Pesach. We give them ployos, Rashi learns, Pasuk Chumash. V'lachem v'kol v'chamo v'sof la'etzem yom hazeh. In the context of Chodesh and Yoshem. So Rashi says that which is parched, Koli, Mechitim Rishonim, ve'egozim. Imagine today you would have to raise the ante and probably give them trans hands. I don't think players of Gozim will do the trick. Whatever the case is, Mechalkum players of Gozim are Pesach, Kidei Shelo Yishnu V'Yishalu. You know that they should not go to sleep. We want them to be involved in the Seder, obviously involved in the Pashas, the Mitzvah of Sikwa Yitzias Mitzvah. And so the Rambam quotes Aloche in Perek Zayin, very well-known Rambam, on page number 6. I underline almost everything, but this halacha I forgot to underline. But in Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, he's talking about the mitzvah of Sikwa Yitzias Mitzrayim, very famous Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and in that context, when the Rambam tells us the mitzvah of Sikwa, which as you know, differs from the mitzvah of Zechira. Fascinatingly enough, the mitzvah of Zechira is every single night. The Rambam does not count it in Minyan HaMitzvahs, yet the Rambam does count Sikwa, one of the famous conundrums asked against the Rambam, and on that there's many, many Chidushei Torah of Agoyin Abchaim Yuska, also found in the Maaseh Nisim HaGadol of the Nesivos, also found in Chumash HaBriyos, also found in the Nevi Bracha. Many talk about this issue, but the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Sikwa. What is that mitzvah? There are many distinctions, Kayadua Lachem, between Zechira and Sikwa. That's the famous Maaseh Nisim, and the Nesivos was the one who revealed the secret before Abchaim, before Nevi Bracha, before Mishkalov, before Rav Soloveitchik. So the Sikwa implies automatically a rather extensive narrative. Derek Shelo Tshuva, the Sakir is La'achirim, Zechira Mubkayim B'Koldehu, Zechira is a fleeting thought, a fleeting remembrance is sufficient to Mubkayim Zechira, Zechira is La'atzmecha, not La'achirim, there are many chilukim that are well known. But here the Rambam has the din of Sipur. Of course the Rambam, as you can see, brings one pasuk after the next. By the way, the Rambam is difficulty, many difficulties in and of themselves, but in Halacha Beis he tells you mitzvah lo'odia levonim, and this is the Yisod of Chanuch and Al Pidav, and Aloha Gimel, he calls this Gemara. V'tzorach lasa shinu v'alai v'azek, v'shayiru abonu v'yishalu, v'yom v'manishtana. And the Rambam says, Ketzad, v'shaneh, how does he do that? V'chal v'lein v'chayis v'gozim. So the Rambam quotes this din that Gemara has over here on page Adav Kuches in the context of the mitzvah of Sibu Yitzias Mitzrayim. So going back now to the Gemara, page number one, the kasha that Rabbi Yehuda asked on the Chachamim, who claimed that everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, Chimatu Elos Yeshin Tirovet B'yayim, Elo Mechalgan Lam, the Gemara says, Toyos Be'gozim Be'er Pesach, now I'm turning to the right, slightly below. I'm not computerized as you can see, I'm into the cut and paste mode from pre-Nian format. Anyway, so Mechalgan Lam, Toyos Be'gozim Be'er Pesach. I can't handle the computerized sheets, that's the rest of that. That's where I come from. So what do? We give them Kloyos ve'gozim. Amrav Avi Avi Kiva Shem Mechalik Kloyos ve'gozim Tinogis Be'er Pesach Kidei Shaliyishu Mishal. And then the Gemara goes further, quotes a famous Braisa, Chotvin Matzes B'Leil Tzokhin. Rashi Rashbam quotes several explanations what Chotvin means. A very fascinating issue. Again, all for the purpose of Mishul's Tinogis Shaliyishu. We want them to be awake. We want them to be vibrant. And Leila Seder. In order they should be kaim, the mitzvah of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara continues, Tanya, Omer Olav Avay Akiva, Miyam Olo Omer, Higi Ha'is Lama, Bishabed, Mishlutz, Me'ar, Bishof, Me'ar, Bim Kippa. Me'ar Pesach, Mishul Tzinogus, Gdei Shal Yishnu, Me'ar Bim Kippur, Gdei Shachi, Was B'Nehem. So here we have, offhand, the reaction of Rabbi Yehuda to the Chachamim, who argues that everyone is obligated in the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. Rabbi Yehuda argues, what's the Toeles? Of the Tzinogus, B'Yayim, but instead we give them comes around on the bottom of the page. What does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says Matzah Elos Etinogos B'Yayin Klomar? The B'chiho Lo Shaych L'Chamcha B'Nitzis. Embedded, of course, in the Ran is the obvious question that one should ask immediately when one sees this sugya, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, there's no Elos Etinogos B'Yayin, but what about the Din Chinuch? Why is there no obligation inside Chinuch? The Din Rabbanan, they were obligated to Mechanech HaTshomim in Lom B'Nitzis, so even though there's no Elos, let's be Mechanech there. So the Ran asked this kasha, and the man says there is no din of chinuch. Why not? Very fascinating, important chiddush of the rabbi. But since the wine has to be drunk derech eros, so therefore they don't have any simcha, they don't have any hanoh in drinking wine, and therefore it will not constitute, the rabbi says, derech eros. So that's why Chazal parted them not only from the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, according to Yehuda, but even from the aspect of chinuch of Dalet Kosos, there's no obligation for a young child to be involved in that. But the problem that immediately arises to the fore, so what does the Gemara say? Mechalkel and Klaus Regozin. What is the nature of that ki'ilu, that this is in place of the din of Dalet Kosos? If they're part of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, both in Ekroni, fundamentally, and they're also part of the din of Dalet Kosos, the din chinuch, so what is this somehow alternative that's being offered? Kloyos ve'egozim. The fact that we're mechal kloyos ve'egozim has no shaykhs at all to the mitzvah. Dalet Kosos, as I just pointed out to you, it's a function of Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim, as the Rambam says very clearly and very explicitly. The Rashbam here, I forgot to underline that line too. Rashbam on the bottom line, Rashbam explains this statement. Ma'atu elas yeshi tinokos halov turim heim and amitzvahs. And this Rashbam is also a teller. Rashbam says that even Kodesh HaKomim, that Tinoch is a Chayav Dalet Kosos, that's because only of the mitzvah of Chinuch. Because everyone knows that a Tinoch is part of the mitzvah. But mitzvah Chinuch, they're Chayav. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Chayav mitzvah Chinuch as well. What is he saying? I'm a Purim and a mitzvah. You're right. The Etzem mitzvah, the Ekroni mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, they're part of from. What about the Din of Chinuch? There's an obligation of Chinuch. So apparently, the assumption of Rabbi Yehuda is that perhaps wine will damage, will cause harm, will cause nezek, and then we patter them. Even a gadol, if a gadol doesn't have hanoah, doesn't have simcha from the wine, doesn't drink the wine, they're a cheres. So then, under those circumstances, he's still chayav to drink because he's chayav mitzvah dal kosos. Yerushalmi quoted by the Mechaber, Yerushalmi says that a person is mechuyav to drink dal kosos shayayim, and even if he has a headache till Pesach, for Pesach to Shuas, that's the din. The Mechaber Shemalach, it's Yerushalmi, it's quoted by the Poskim Lalocha. The question why this din is different than any other din, normally one would be potter under such circumstances, an obligation to become a cholet, not to be kind of mitzvah. So, I mean, these are rights, and this is well known, that Rabbi Shimon Levi said a number of times in Shas that Noshim Chayav Dal Pesas Abeinoy Beisanes, and this is Pesu Menisa, the seven din. When it comes to Pesu Menisa, all the regular calling don't apply. That means a separate discussion. Why that's so? But that's generally the thesis of the Abinezer. And so essentially what's happening over here, that certainly a Gadol will be Chayim Dal Kosos, even if the one who caused Nezer, who caused him harm. However, when it comes to a Kadol, when it comes to a young child, Nezer did the Apotter, as the Rashbam says, Halopturim and Amitzvahs. The only Chayim is Shum Chinuch. So the assumption is that even that level of Chinuch will not be Bechuyah, they'll not be obligated, because the fact is that, as I mentioned, if the ones that cause them damage, that cause them harm for a cotton, they will not be obligated to do so. Now let's look at the Gemara directly above this. We'll get back to this a little bit later. The Gemara above this, also famous Gemara. The Gemara discusses Shosan Chai Yotza, the person who drinks the wine on Leil HaSeder Chai. I think I translated before to Rabbi Sassi, on the rocks. You drink it Chai. I'm not familiar with on the rocks. I'm not a drinker. It's not my cup of tea. I'm a teetotaler in every respect. I only drink wine twice a year. Once on Leil HaSeder, 3.4% alcohol. Yayin Kal is it's called, which in my former Balabat used to call Leita Vasa, red water. So it's not really wine in the sense, but it is wine. There's a Chalo Shem of wine. I also drink wine on Purim. But Rashi says, and Davzayin, Rashi points out, that the obligation is Chai Vodam Bepsumid Bepuraya Adlo Yada Berahar Bachmachai, says Rashi, Nishtaka Dayayin, Rashi is Makbid Anyayin. So therefore I drink wine then as well, but I do what Ramah says. Yishter Yesu Chedid Mudo, I drink a middle liter of wine, and go to sleep, and I'm Kaibad Lo Yada, Bihiduro, Bishlebuso, and it is interesting that in El HaSeder is a Rashi, the famous Rashi, Rashbam rather, Rashbam writes over here, I heard from Agarin of Dabu Feinstein, that's how a number of times, that he pointed out this Rashi, the Rashbam, I should say again. The Gemara says here, the Zugo Suga, that's why I mentioned it, you know. Kuf Tesam Bebez, Kuf Yudam Al. The Gemara says, why is there no problem of Zugos with reference to four Kosos? Akut Chazal, be Misakin, some of their leaders, the Sakona. Le Yochal Trey, Le Yishtet Trey, Le Yasin Tzvaka Trey. So there are two answers. One answer is, three answers. One answer is Leil, Shimurim, there's no issue of mazikim alel haseder. Second answer is kosher brachim inside of the teva and inside of the rod. Third answer, Rabina. Arba kasi takin rabbanu deracherus. Kol chad mechad mitzvah yam binafshim. Each one is a separate mitzvah, but the nature of takona is deracherus. So that's one gemara, and we see the din of deracherus. But there's another gemrashi over here. It's on your daf actually. Al tere yayin ki yisadim. The Rebbe finds in Tzal, show me this Rashbam. And the Gemara, right before that, the Gemara speaks about that the Marah, the Dal Kosit, should be a red wine. Atiri Yanki Yisadom, the Kosit. So it says the Rashbam, Al Tachmo Lios Rogobo Ki Yisadom, Michlal the Yayin Nami Maraboy, requires a certain color. The Tama Nami Boy, Ki Demazo Le Shalom Yishtaker. There's no chiv to get drunk on the Al Seder. You see, this Rashbam, that one has to use wine that is. That has the capacity, that is, has the potential capacity for hishtaker. Rabbi finds that Zal quotes it in his beautiful Perush and Agoda, which is kedai to acquire. It's probably the best halachic commentary on the Agoda that I've seen, and I own about 300 Agodas. But also, it's undoubtedly the best Agoda and the best Perush and Agoda. And he quotes that name of his father,
Agarim that Mishra Feinstein is at the side of the Racha. So here again, there's another Rashbam also in Balbasa says the same thing. Hasef Nesef Shekel Hashem, that on Erev, let us say that there's an obligation to drink wine that has the potential capacity that one could be mishtaker. There's no mitzvah to be mishtaker. The mitzvah of mishtaker is only on Purim. There's no such mitzvah on let us say that. But potentially, wine that has alcoholic content, and of course goes into another question, which if we have enough time, maybe at 12 o'clock, we'll be able to discuss it intelligently. And namely, the issue of using mitzvah nabim, using grape juice on let us say that, which is the practice of many. I don't use mitzvah nabim because I'm worried about this Rashbam, I'm worried about Agon Gadol Feinstein, Agon Moshe Feinstein, but Mishayim Vamak Bidavka on wine, that seems to be the Pasha of the Shulchan Aruch. So now let's go back to the Gemara here on the top of the page that we began. Shasan Chai Yatsan, if I drink wine on the rocks, not diluted, on my rubber, Yidei Yayin Yatsa, Yidei Cheris Lo Yatsa. Not Yotze, Yidei Cheris, says Rashbam. Klomar, why am I Yotze Yidei Yayin? Because I drank Dalai Kosas. Why am I not Yotze Yidei Cheris? Ein Zu Mitzvah Shleimo Shein Chashivas Yidei Yayin Mozu. Only if the water is diluted, the wine is diluted. Mahani Mida B'yema Shalayim, the Dara Achat Tasmai, the ratio was 3-1. Or one part wine to three parts of water. Their wines were so strong, there was a need to dilute it in a very serious way. Rashbam continues, Avliyema Shalom Lavoyim Yizigam. So that's the first halacha that Rabba says, Shasam Chai Yatsa. But Rabba says, Yidei Yayin Yatsa, Yidei Cheres Lo Yatsa, says Rashi, Rashbam again, Yidei Yayin Yatsa, Mishum Simchas Yomtev. That's the Gemara that we did not read, but that's also an important Gemara. Again, going on just for a moment, turn to the middle there, the Gemara that we began to read with Klaus Gagosin and Rabbi Akiva. So the Brice I circled, the Torah, Abanu Chai, Abanu Sameach, Abanu Nadesa Barel, Shalemar, Usamach Bechagecha, Bamem Besamchon Biyayim. Abu Nomi Anoshim Barelam, Benoshim Barelam, Anoshim Barelam, Biyayim, Noshim Bemai, Tari Abelsid. The bubble of the tzilonim where it's a subject of pishon v'yotzei. There's a din d'araisa. The post can bring it down that a husband is obligated to purchase for his wife on shalosh regalim something, whether it's he's going to give her money, cash, or he's going to purchase something for her. That's a chiyuv d'araisa. That's a chiyuv of simcha that every husband is obligated to his wife on regal on shalosh regalim. There's also perhaps a mitzvah as well on men to drink wine dafka on yomtiv. So I'm makbid to drink wine as well a third time. And Cholamayim, again, Yayin Kal. Because every day I release Yayin Kal in order to be answered the mitzvah of Samach Mechagecha, Basa, the Bialocha points out, Rishayim and Machrayim, we talk about it, that there's no din of Basa today because we're talking about Psar Shlomim, we don't have it as Amigdosh, the Dabonenu, so we're not the kind of mitzvah Isa of Psar Shlomim. And in general, someone asked me about chicken on Purim, can be answered the mitzvah of Simcha, Simcha's Purim with chicken, the Yom Chagir is Mashmah, there's no Simcha with Oaf. That does not bring about a state of simcha, as the my talmidim will tell me. Where's the beef? They want the authentic item, the real makor. Anyway, the kids are back in the Gemara here. Yideyayin yotzei decheres layotzei. Shosim v'vasachas. So the Gemara says, Rabba ma yideyayin yotzei de'arakos layotzei. Now, I'm going to show you what the vasachas means, but it would seem the simple pshat that, again, you drank them all in one fell swoop. All at one time. So obviously you don't have four separate kosos. And therefore the Gemara says that in this situation, Yayotze Yayayin, Yayotze Arba Kosos. Rashbam here comments, Yayayin Yotze, Mishim Simchas Yomtov, but I just mentioned. Quote the Gemara, Besamach B'chai Meichal, Vamem B'samchal Yayin. Tesis, a very famous Tesis here as well, look in the right hand column, directly below the Ritva, Yayayin Yotze, said Tesis, Pirish, Yayin Simchas Yomtov, the Soka Daita, the Zahavimina, Ho, the Tikkun Dal Kesos, a massive chiddush of Tosas. Since it's a pachonis chazal of Dal Kosas, I would have thought you're not yotze the simchas yomtiv unless you do what Tosas says, unless yotze yidei arba kosas. So I heard from my Rebbe, Harav Soloveitchik Zatzal, many, many times. He pointed out that the chiyuv of Dal Kosas on Pesach apparently is connected to the mitzvah of simcha. See this from the Tosas very clearly. There's a linkage between the Chiv of Dal Kosos and the Chiv of Simcha of Lava Seda. And he brought a right from this Havamina of Tesis. Solka Daitach. Hoyo Vatik the Dal Kosos. Lo Nafim Yide Simcha Siyotu Vom Ken Yotza Yide Arba Kosos. So you see from Tesis that the mitzvah of Dal Kodesh says, if it would be an independent mitzvah, if it would be an autonomous mitzvah, a completely separate mitzvah between Atzmo, and has no connection to Simcha, what's the Havamina? You're not doing the mitzvah of Simcha, you're not doing the Dal Kodesh. But since Dal Kodesh and the mitzvah of Simcha are inextricably intertwined, apparently there's a linkage, there's a very strong connection, an organic connection between the two. So what do you see? You see that apparently the Havamina is, as Tesis says, you're not Yotzei, the mitzvah of Klolos, the Simcha and Yom Tov. And the truth is, this family, Bishayim this Kiddush, it's not just the Havamina Tesis, I saw in the Sefer Michtam, I saw another Bishayim, they write explicitly. They write when the Mishnah says, Lo Yivchasilov, the Arba Kesa Shoyayim, and they write over there, Arba Kosos, I don't have the exact Russian in front of me, Shetiklu Chachom and Vasa Belel Zeh, Velismoyach Bohem, Kineged Arba Lashem Shagula. As the Rashbam quotes at the beginning of Avim Sochim. And now this is apparently the idea of Simcha and Dal Kodesh are, as I said, inseparable one from the other. Matter of fact, if you look at the Rambam on page 5 in front of you, you'll see the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov, also a well-known Rambam. So here the Rambam, when he quotes his halacha of Simchas Yom Tov, it's good to see it inside. So here the Rambam says the following. He writes, Shiva Asimei Pesach, I underline it, in the middle. Rishmona Asimei Achag, Yimshar Yom Tov, and Kuma Asun, Behesme Betanis. V'chai v'adam liyos v'hem, Sameach v'tov lei, Hu banav v'ishto v'bnei banav, V'chol anil v'malav, Shenema v'samach v'chagecha. Abu v'isha simcha amur akad, Yikor v'shlom k'ma shonu b'var, V'chis chagiga, Yesh v'chlal osa simcha v'zmach, Hu banav v'nei beis, V'chol echad k'oay lo, And then he quotes the din that we just mentioned earlier in sequence, yes, in Tzvayim context. And here again, he quotes it in the context of Hilchus Yom Tov. Ketzad, Haktanim, Nosinlem, Kloyos, Ve'gozim, McDonald's, the Anoshim come to them, the Godwin, Tashik, and Doin, Timamono, the Anoshim, their obligations, Ofen Basar, Rishos, the Yayin, Shein Simchel of Basar, Vein Simchel of Yayin, and Ram has the famous summation where he writes that it's not sufficient that a person should simply gorge on Ochel, on Basar, the Yayin, but also should invite others who are downtrodden, those that are Ali and Mugdolin, that's part of the mitzvah, to be Samech Bachem. I heard from Rasul Ovechi Zatzal that he said this many times in Europe. The minhag was often to have actually this, to have marriages that took place on Friday. The Mishnah writes at the end of the Beit Sof that in Mikachim and Shabbos, you can't have a marriage on Shabbos. The famous back and forth between the Ramon and the Marshal regarding this issue, because they did a wedding close to Shabbos, and then there was a sichsuch, as the Gemara says, Avolos and the Bila, El Chaksu v'Shem Batidra, and therefore, because of that sichsuch, they went into Shabbos itself. And then the Marshal wrote a scathing letter to the Ramon, you forgot a Mishnah, I guess it's a Mishnah, that in Mikachim and Shabbos. The Ramon didn't forget a Mishnah. But I'm just telling over that because the practice was actually to have customers on Erev Shabbos. It's become actually now more popular as well because it's cheaper, much, much cheaper. You save yourself a heck of a lot of money. And anyway, that's just the Derech Agav editorial comment. So they did it. Why? Because the entire city was invited for the Suda of Erev Shabbos. They combined actually the Suda of the Chassidah with the Suda of Erev Shabbos, and they were Mekayim this Rambam, Hilchos Yom Tov. In Perek Vov, that the mitzvah simcha is not only to be focused on yourself, to dote on yourself, but also to invite others who are downtrodden. And the Rambam says, if you don't do that, it's called simcha sakeres. It's called tzukim. It speaks very, very harshly, very strongly against those who don't do that. So here you see from the Rambam that how am I the kind of mitzvah simcha and yom tov uktanim? How? Says the Rambam, be mechalik kloyos vegozim. That is the key of my mitzvah, according to the Rambam. That's the way the kind of mitzvah simcha. And therefore we understand the kasha that we asked earlier, according to Yehuda, the chimatu el seish tinokos b'yayin. What's the value of tinokos having yayin? The effect, the potter from dal kosos. The answer is mechalkum employers v'egozim. What's the tzad hashavah between shlias dal kosos and chalukas v'egozim? The answer is, and this is the question we asked: how is it a tamura for the mitzvah dal kosos? How can the Gemara say that we don't have dal kosos because that they're potter? On the other hand, mechalkin. That seems to be in place. How can that be in place? It's a totally separate mitzvah. The answer is, since the mitzvah dal kodesh, the kima mitzvah simcha, but I'll say there, that's what Yehuda said to the Tanim. Even though you have no telos b'yayin, there's no value in your drinking wine, but chalukas kodesh there goes in, through that there's a mitzvah simcha, the Tanim loy the yayin, even though it's not through wine, but the kind of mitzvah simcha by providing them with all kinds of toys and what have you. It's interesting that the mocker. I'm sorry?
That's Erev Pesach.
Can I give it to you? It's Erev Pesach.
That's my
mitzvah. They're going to enjoy the Kodesh Vegozim. I'll say that. The Mark of the Rambam actually, so the Gemara Pesach and the Kuf Tes here that we just read. It's interesting. Why does the Gemara mention it? Since you asked this question, why does the Gemara mention Klaus that goes in? The Gemara not Kuptesia. It speaks of Klaus that goes in, the Gemara should have said, but it speaks about Chayivat Mesameach, Bonobu Bnei Beisa. So it mentions Chayivat Mesameach, how we are the Simcha, we male folk, gender, and then how women, how we have to be Mesameach then. Why does it mention Ktanim? Why is it mentioned there's something the Klaus that goes in, according to what I'm saying now, that the connected is a conceptual connection between Klaus that goes in and the Simcha of Ktanim? So mashma that the Mokar Rabbi Huda of Rambam is from the Din of Rabbi Huda, from the Maizer of Akiva, that it was Mechalik Ketanim Klaus that goes in Bimkom Kiyim Dal Kaisis. That's the seven Kiyim of Simcha Dapa, what I'll say there. That's the mashma, it's actually the Chora of what we see from this Sunday. And the truth is, the one who asked this Kasha in the Beis Yesek, he asked the Kasha, I believe, in Simen Tov Kuch Chavtes, he raises this question. He said, why is it that we don't find in this Gemara, in Kuch Tes, the fact that Ketanim are given Klaus that goes in? The Gemara should have said that explicitly, unreservedly, unqualifiedly. That's on the kind of mitzvah of Simcha, with reference to Ketanim. So I heard from the Rav many, many times our celebration at Sal that there was no doubt in his mind that Etzim Kiyum of Dal Kesis is a Kiyum of Sibit Tzias Mitzvah. This is Mashmos of the Rambam. If you look here again on the pages where I cited the Rambam, you have to go through them. There's a famous Risk Rav. Also discusses this issue on pages 6 and 7. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But the Rambam is Mashmah. In Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, the Rambam goes on and tells you in Halacha Vav, he quotes the Mishnah in Pesachim. The Rambam has a famous change in the Girsa, our Girsa and our God, the Behold Dor Vador, Chayav Adam Biros Es Atzmo. The Rambam's Girsa is Laharos Es Atzmo. You have to be obviously far more active, and that's our Sfardim. They do all kinds of fascinating things on Leil HaSeder in order to essentially carry out this Rambam. And the Rambam changes a number of the scrolls of the Mishnah. Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Kilo Hu Ba'atzmo Yotzo. Ato Mishibu Mitzrayim. That's not found in the Mishnah. Loshav Mishnah and Avim Sochim. Chaya Vadim Liris Esatzmo Kilu Yatsami Mitzrayim. The Rambam adds a number of different phrases and words to indicate that the Ilu Leil HaSeder is a Kiyum. Literally, we are now leaving Mitzrayim on an annual, ongoing basis every single year. And that's the famous Risk of Mahalach, which needs again a lot of explication. But whatever the case is, you see from the Rambam, Chazal wa Mesakein, in Al Chazayin, the Fitvik, Shesoy Dona Balay Azeh, Tzorach Lecho V'lishtos U'meisiv V'acheres. V'kol Echol V'echa V'en Anoshim V'en Noshim Chayin Lishtos Balay Azeh Arbatov Shoyayin. Ram quotes this Halacha. And he quotes it in Chazal wa Mesakein that the mitzvah should be Mekuyam in an open of Simcha. And as I mentioned before, the key Masiv is the time should take place dafka in the context of Simcha. And that's why, just like the key of Dal Kos is the key of Masiv and Tzias Mitzrayim, so too, Baktanim, the kiyum shelo yishnu v'yishalu, that they should not fall asleep, and they should ask the relevant questions that they're supposed to ask. And then I'll say there, that's because the CBC has to try, but it's also the kiyum of simcha. And the raya actually that we bring from Taisas, the Chora, that is a good raya, are the Taisas they say that the mitzvah dal kesis is in the kuyum in an open of simcha, or it's not necessarily sufficient. In the kiyum of mitzvah dal kesis, there's a mitzvah simcha, but I'll say there, over and above the simcha of every yomtiv. And that simcha is dafka mekuyam to shkias dal kosas on that night. Just derech agav, many have a practice. I think you have it here also. That's what I understood. Of saying halal in shul on after Maariv of Leil HaSeder. Is that the case? Mm-hmm. And that's against the Rambam. The Machab Nachus, Machab Rambam. It's a position of Sardin, but not a position of Ashkenazim. However, those who follow Menoghi Agro actually follow that practice. I've been doing it my whole life. And many kehilos actually of Leil HaSeder say halal. With the bracha, over and above the halal, they're going to say the seder. The halal, the seder, nachon b'sham b'sila. We divide the halal into two. That's what we do. That's another discussion that needs take a look in Tappei Zayin and Shulchan Aruch where it's discussed. But the makor for this halal is Maseches Sefer. The makor for the halal and Pesach Nes that we say on Pesach night with the bracha. So as always, used to say from Rav Chaim Brisker from his grandfather that the ikra din of halal Pesach Nes says that is a Nu Alocha, that's actually called the way the Machaber says that halal should be said b'ne'ima. There are three halals. There's one that we say on Yom Tov morning. That's a halal, of course, which bizman the nes, namely the halal is a din d'araisa. Today the halal is a din d'abon. That's a gemara in Astir, which is two gemaras, Brachas and Megillah, both on Yudalot, if I remember it. So the gemara has a kalba chayma, the gemara in Megillah, the Yudalot, the gemara in Brachas. Steer between Halal the Isaac and the Abonnets, so Yen the Yachrin, Mamiash, the Steer, and the Tziv, and many others, pointing out the Shasanes, Halal Soli, Dinda Isaac. But the Zikaron, we say many years later, That's a din rabbanon. So the halal we say on Pesach morning, Shavuos morning, Sukkot morning is a din rabbanon. That's one halal. And then there's a halal on Leil HaSeder, and the Ran quotes for Haigom. Three din and halal. Mr. Rav made this famous. This for Haigom. There's halal shel kriya and halal shel shira. Two different halachas in halal. Halal shel kriya is a halal we say every Yom Tov morning. That halal which is said a din rabbanon, zecher, the whatever ness. Morning yidal from Sukkah. But the Sukkah is the Sukkah's mamish, anani are covered. But zecher to that, we're saying halal, and that halal is of course a din rabbanon. Mashekin, the halal on Pesach night could very well be, says Rav Haigom, halal shel shira, b'shas ha-nes. The nes is taking place right now. Every Pesach night we are reenacting Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole door by door. Chayim adam l'haris ha-satzon, ki yuhu ba'atzmo, yotzo, ata m'shibu Mitzrayim, le'losh ha-amam is written. Shenemah, Ram calls the psukim. So there, that's a second halal. And then we have a third halal that we're saying in Pesach Neses, this new halal based on the Sefer Sofrim, and in Brisk, that was the meaning in Bexhes Sagoblin Brisk. The minute was to say that halal of Pesach Neses on Pesach night. And Rav Chaim said there are two separate mechayim of halal. The halal we say on Seder, a part of the Seder is a kima of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's part of the entire entourage of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a kima of Sherech Hodo and the Nisim that Hashem has brought for us. The halal of Pesach Neses, that's a separate mechayim. The mechayim of Masech HaSovim is the mechayim of the Dusha Sayom. It's a halal of Yom Tov based on the Gemara Ne'erchim. Hashir Yelochem Kadel Zkar Eshchan. The Gemara says, "Lila mechudish shachag tong shira, lila she'im mechudish shachag in tong shira." And the Gemara has Yisochem Dasad Ked. The Gemara has the kiyum of Kriyas Halal of Yom Tov. Again, that requires a bracha. Okay, so this is by way of introduction to the topic that I'm about to discuss now. So now I want to get to the actual machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and that is really what I'd like to discuss. The main part of the shir. This is a little just on a little. Akdama to the Etzim Shia that I want to talk about. So now it's going back to the Gemara itself. It's a famous ritual. This ritual is one of the most famous rituals. I heard this ritual from Hagdoin Yaakov Kamenetsky in 1983. He told me over this ritual. There's a famous story in the biography of Rav Yankov, Hagdoin Rav Yankov, whose yortzeit is Chof Tes Adar. Bo Bayom.
Adar Rishon,
correct? Abba Adar is Adar. You want me to get into the Machlokes? We should observe two Adars, one Adar. My father's the other side is Chaf Adar. I observe both. And the year that there are two Adars. Machlokes Ramo, Mechaber, Minig Agro. Very fascinating issue in and of itself. Anyway, the kids are, so, in the course of talking to Agoyin, about Kamenetsky Zatzal, so I reminded him, Ke'ilu, in my simplicity. There's a famous story that Yankov walked into someone's home and there was a young man that's, I don't know exactly, he must have been 8 or 9 years old, and he invited Yankov to his room. And those who knew Yankov Kamenetsky, he was the friendliest person on earth. There was no one as friendly as Yankov Kamenetsky. And generally, I say the same about Hagoyin Hashom Zalman Roibach Zatzal. I spoke about both of them. I said a shir in BTYA one night in the Zoom, relating to both of these personalities. They're the friendliest people on earth. And the Talmidim are like that as well. Say Ripotim Yafis, Lo Yom Ki Yisufa. Mamish, the Gemara Subis, Chachlubi Enayim Yoyim, Leven Shinayim Yechola. So Rabbi Yaakov walked into this young man's room, and he saw the mezuzah was on the lower part of the door. Very down. So this young man could kiss the mezuzah, could touch the mezuzah. There's no chiyuv to kiss the mezuzah, to touch the mezuzah. That's another ma'aseh. But the chiyuv is to focus on the mezuzah. And the Rambam has the end of the mezuzah. It's called the Shulchan Aruch Halacha as well. So Rabbi Yankov told the young man the mezuzah should be placed in the upper part, the lowest part of the upper third. That's how the mezuzah should be placed. Azeh Shein Shulchan Aruch. So the young man said, but I can't reach it. So Rabbi Yaakov told him that's the proper place to put the mezuzah. And there's a ritva in Sukkah, the beish. This is the ritva on the upper right-hand corner. The ritva is commenting on the Gemara there at the beginning of Sukkah, the Leni Amalka, that everything she did is alpia chachomim. So the ritva writes, Me'er shamina, the kunshe, mechanshna, so the mitzvahs, lasa, so mitzvah, ve'er shagom, kugodov. Even a young child, even though he can't reach the mezuzah, but the mezuzah should be affixed, should be placed properly. Namely, the way it will be placed in context of some mezuzah. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you can be assured that this is how we pass the halacha. There are Rishonim that are cholek. The Ravon, that's what Rav Yaakov told me. We quoted the Ravon, we quoted the Ravon somewhere in Sukkah. I don't have the Ravon, I don't own it. But there's a Ravon somewhere in Sukkah that Rav Yaakov quoted that indicated that a Kadon is Yotzei, the Dechiyev of Chinuch, let's say, when it comes to Lulav, the Lulav Hashol, with the bar of Lulav. The Gemara says in Sukkah, you're not Yotzei with Lulav Hashol. Takim Lachem Bayim Arishon, obviously the Hotzi is Hashol. You can't be Yotzei with the Lulav that bar. But the Ravon says you can be Yotzei, the Dechiyev of Chinuch, apparently even without what? Without fulfilling the protim of the mitzvah. The basic mitzvah you're Mekayim, even though the particulars, the details, the minutia, you are not Mekayim. That seems to be a big machlokes in the Ritzvah and the Ravon. So it could be this also, I thought, is machlokes back over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The Gemara says, Shosan Cha Yotzer, we just read it. Omer Rabbi, Yidayayin Yotzer, Yecheres Al Yotzer. So Rashi and Rashbam say, Yidayayin Yotzer, says Rashi, Sheshosa Dal Kesis. Yidayayin Yotzer, Ein Zu Mitzvah Shleima. Rashbam says, Shein Chashivas El Biyayin Mozum. You're not Yotzer unless you have diluted wine, unless the wine is diluted. In other words, the mitzvah of Shliach Dal Kesis, one of the problem of that mitzvah, which seems to be quite significant, is that it should be drunk, derech eros. So if I drink yayin chai, that's not derech eros, because it's very strong, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah of Shemusa. So a kohen says, the Ran, who's not nehneh, doesn't have any simcha b'rivias yayin, he's missing this part of derech eros. So the chachamim held that still they're chayiv in Shliach Dal Kesis, because you have to be kind of ikra mitzvah. And the Ikra Mitzvah, they can be Mekai, even though they're lacking regarding this prat. That the Cheres is a prat in the Mitzvah, and Kanirah, according to Chachamim, that prat is not Ma'aki. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? No. Rabbi Yehuda contends, when you do a Mitzvah, it has to be Bechol Protel, V'dikdukel, every aspect of the Mitzvah, even the Manusha, has to be Mekuyim in a proper kind of way. Since the Kodim is not Nene, has no Simcha, B'Rabbi Yayin, therefore they don't have their Cheres, they're not Mekai in the Mitzvah of Shemusa. And made the pot of the mitzvah Shias Dalkes. That seems to be the pashtus and the machlokes here in Svara between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So now the problem is
we heard
that
the
Shetosai. I'm sorry.
We heard
that
the
Shetosai. That's right. Mamish the which sheet are you referring to?
No, because we heard the Masah the Hanya.
Correct. Excellent. Mamish the Shetosai. And we'll see it goes even further than that. But beyond that, the kasha of the mitzvah is that he says you have to mekayim every prat of the mitzvah. That's what the Ritva writes in the upper right-hand corner. And the Umrah, this is difficult. From the fact that the Chacham say, no, a Tinuk is Chayim Dal Kesis. What does the Ritva do with the position of the Chacham? Secondly, on page number 2, you'll see there's a, the Mechaber quotes here in Tafayim Beis, look on the top of page number 2, the upper part of this page. So the Mechaber quotes over here that, what's the deal of a Tinuk Sheyegiya L'Chinuch? I underline it. The second line. Tinam sheyegi lachinuch mitzvah liten kolachad kaisa lefanav. And the biagra in the microscopic print directly below. Don't strain your eyes, please. So the biagra says he brings the marker from this brisa that we pass a lot of chachamim. So apparently, what do you see? You don't require all the pratiyah mitzvah. The problem, of course, here is that on page number 2, you'll see a tafresh mitzvah. So the lulav there, the mechaber passes like the ritzvah. That a person is not yotzei the chiyuv of chinuch lulav hashol mashma that even for chinuch you have to claim all the pratim of the mitzvah. You have to go ahead and carry out every pratim of the mitzvah. So that seems to be an outright stira. Now this matter, I will try to just briefly address it. The Gemara says in Sukkah, in upper left hand corner of page number 2, also well known Gemara, the Mishnah writes kavnei adel and anei achai belulav that nanuim are considered to be an ikar part of the mitzvah, and Atki Dekach, where there's a taste in Sochem Dazayin of Beis, a taste in Sukkah, also points this out, that in order to be in Kai, the mitzvah of Eivel HaSiyosim, the Gemara says, Kol HaMitzvah Zorachem Aleihem, Eivel HaSiyosim, and the word, the Gemara uses the Achreim point out, Roshem Eivel, why doesn't it say Somuch, Kedem, Lefnei, what's Roshem Eivel? Eivel is literally right before. So taste is called, say, position, which the, I happen to uphold, that's what my Rebbe does. Namely, we don't invert the Esau. The Gemara says, the only Yotze, the Dalminian, is after the Yosam. After Shita Mengen, the Gemara Sukkah. But there's another Eitza. The other Eitza is even closer. More Eivel HaSiyosam. What Eitza is that? Have in mind, when you take Bulu Esau, not to be Eitza, to left of the Bracha. And therefore, that's the Minig Agro. Minig Agro, Minig Rav Salvechi, was exactly to do that. Tosafot mentions it in Psochim, and Avzayin. And Tosafot mentions it in Sukkah as well. Those two possibilities, that's not the Minig of Kal Yisrael. The minute of Kal Yisrael is to go and invert the Esrog, and after they invert the Esrog, after they say the Bracha, then once again they revert it, it's now held properly, and maybe you don't see, that's called Eberlasi Yosa. So there's a din in Kotni Adil Ranea, Chaydul. Why do I mention this? Because Tais quotes in Deya, in Sukkah, that as long as you have not yet done Nanuim, it's still called Eberlasi Yosa. Apparently, it's intended to be an integral part of the mitzvah, Akhide Kach. So, this is the Mishnah in Sukkah here at Dabbez, in the upper left-hand corner, and the Hagos Ashri, and the Mordechai Nul, Hagos Kodi Yerushalmi, that when a Kotni Adil Ranea Chaydul, it's not Lo sov dover, their lashon is lenanea, etzel molech lemevi malo merid umenanea. But you look at the Piskei Tesis here, you can see it directly below the Mishnah and Sukkah, Piskei Tesis in Erechim, that he writes, kon hayadea mokum shemenanin bo behodu ba'ana tchila v'soiv chay v'lulav. What does he say? That what does the Kohen have to know? Not simply lenanea, how to wave the lulav off, but when to do it. And as you probably know, I don't know how many different ways there are of being Nanei Lulav. You can come to a shul, and you can see five people doing five different things, which is a problem the Lulav is going to do in and of itself. Maybe at least the Isa involved in there. I'm very makbid that Lulav is going to do. So not everyone is makbid. In the yeshiva where I'm in, there's sometimes tribe come, and they say Kaddish, V'yatz Makbid Kondi. So I made a machon many years ago. It's not the meaning of the Beis HaKnesses. It's an Ashkenazi place. So the Rosh HaKel paskin that wasn't shlechem with Yasa Pugonim. What's wrong with having the gula? I'm not against the gula. I'm against Lois is good. Violet is good. That's a Gemara Yevamos. That's a clear sugi in Chas. You can't have different Menhagim, different Mekamis. And that's a psak about Chaim Baloshina. Many Ashkenazi paskin are very marked about that. I won't get into this issue. I'm better off, it's healthier not to get into it. I love Svaydu. I love everyone. But let everyone do what they're supposed to do in their place. Ezel Chacham HaMakris Mekayim. It's also Gemara. Okay. That was an editorial comment. It's not counted in the time. Anyway, so the Piskei Tesis here says in Erechim that he has to know where to be Manlea. Where do we ever hear such a Shir Chinuch? Where does it say that? The Mishnah says, Kon Adel L'Nanea Chai Berubo. What does it say, Yodel L'Nanea? Begamkin Hamikum. Where he's supposed to be Menanea. Where does it say that? And I would say even the Ritva, who says you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Chinuch without knowing the Prati HaMitzvah, but that's only by Sukkah. The Mishnah talks about Sukkah Shin Amal B'Chaf Amma. And the Gemara hasn't. There's a whole series of reasons why Sukkah Shin Amal B'Chaf Amma is possible. Or Lulav HaShol. That's already, something's missing in the Etzim Kiyim HaMitzvah. The Chetzah Shol Mitzvah, something is lacking. Mashen Kim Kodim. She'en Adela Nanea. But still, the Ikka Mitzvah Lulav, the Chura is Mekayim, the Araisa, by picking up the Lulav. Midaag Bein Nofid, where the Gemara says, once I pick it up, I'm Yotzei. Ulukach Tumachem Ayom HaRishon. So therefore, even a Kodim, she'en Adela Nanea, should be Chai Ben Lulav. So inexorably, one must come to the Maskana, that Nanuam is a Din, but Ikka and Atila. And therefore, since without Nanuam, somehow, I'm lacking, I'm not Mekayim, the Ikka Din and Atila, so Chazal will cover the Shir, Chinuch, and Zira Siluv, Dafka become the Adela Nanea. That seems to be integral. It's an integral part of the mitzvah. And therefore, back in our sugya, let's go back again on page number one, namely, the same issue that we alluded to a moment ago that we raised, and that's the question, Shosim Chayatza, Gemara says, Yideya, Yatza Decheresal Yatza, are these two separate chiyuvim? Namely, there's a mitzvah Shvias Dalakosos, and there's another mitzvah of Cheres. When is Cheres operative? When I drink yarn mozul, when I drink wine, that's diluted. And that's a chiyuv d'rabbanan by itself. So if shosan chai, and yotze, in the chiyuv of dal kosov, b'shleimus. But I'm not yotze, the chiyuv of mitzvah chayrus. Oh no, perhaps we can argue that that's not the din. That really, the din of derech chayrus is the kiyuv of mitzvah, the ikah mitzvah dal kosos. That it has to be drunk derech chayrus, as I mentioned in the Gemara earlier. Namely, kol chad v'chad mitzvah v'yapi nashi, to drink it derech chayrus. That's the mitzvah. That's what the Ram says. The Ram says, you're not dealt with mitzvah namucha. The Meiri writes, I saw, he says, Engel shtia mehuderes. It's not the ideal. Kiyum ha-mitzvah, if I don't drink it, there are cheres. And that's the mashmos of Rashi as well, the Rashbam, it's not a mitzvah shleima. In other words, if something is lacking in the kiyum ha-mitzvah, if I don't drink it, there are cheres. So it would seem that according to the Ritva, that this is exactly the machlokes of Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. Chacham hold, the mitzvah of cheres is a separate mitzvah, a mitzvah by itself. So even without the kiyum of derech cheres, it could be yotzei the mitzvah dal kosos. And that's why your cousin is mechuyev in the mitzvah shi'as as kosos, even though he can't be mechuyev in the derech eres. But there's no difference between him and a gadol who drinks it chai, who's mechuyev in the mitzvah dal kosos. But it's not mechuyev in the derech eres. It's not the same as I said, as the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah l'malam yasim amma, sukkah which is above 20 amos, or lulav that I take that shaul, that a kohen can't be mechuyev in the mitzvah of chinuch, because a gadol in that similar situation would not be mechuyev in the derech mitzvah, sukkah lulav at all. But the mitzvah dal kosos, where you can be mekayim mechiv without drinking the derech cheres, even the kohen is mechuyev in the din of chinuch. That's the chacham. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? No, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda contends, v'chimato elos yeshu tenogus b'yayim, namely the chiv is derech cheres, in the fact where a person does not drink derech cheres, something is lacking in the very key of mitzvah dal kosos. And they have oktanim, sheinam nenim, eyam smechim bo, the way the Ram says, they have no anor, they have no simcha, it's not derech cheres, they're part of the mitzvah chinuch of shi'as dal kosos. I want to now just address another very significant Rashbam, also found over here, and this is a subject of a lot of discussion. If you give me permission, I'll do so. If you say that Igiyaz Man Sof Kriyash Nal Shal Shachris, so I won't do so. So I'm leaving it up to you, because I see the clock. I'll go on. I can go on all day. But let's make a deal. What? I'm not telling you that. Rabbi Feinberg is referring to our salvation is to say shiurim, drushes of tshuva, and other such shiurim that began at 8 o'clock at night, and usually went till about 12. So once, one of the drushes, I think it was in the Americana Hotel, I was there. So at 12 o'clock, the shiur was in Yiddish. At 12 o'clock, it was getting pretty late. I didn't have a car. I had to get home through public transportation and the light. Anyway, so he stopped for a second, he looks at his watch, and he says, in English, do you want more? Not a silent, not a word from a crowd of several thousand people. So of course he said, all right, shtika koido, obviously you want more. He went on for another hour. I came home, I think, 2:30 in the morning. But it was worth it. So I don't want to do that to you. I'm not Rav Soloveitchik. And Tzaba Lechayim is Issa D'Raisa. So we'll just make a few more minutes, if you don't mind. There's a comment here that should be noticed by all of us. Rav Shabam, Echa Tinokas. Rashbam says, Shegam Hei Nigalu. And this right away opens up a Pandora's box. Gam Hei Nigalu. What, they're not part of the Gula? They're not part of Kal Yisrael? So there's Gemara Megillah that all you are familiar with. It's actually found here on page number 2. I didn't Xerox the Gemara itself, but you know the Gemara. You don't need me to tell you the Gemara. I mentioned it already before. I'm sure the lady. The Gemara says that Noshim, the Gemara found several times in Shas. We reference the Nechanika, we reference the Dal Kosos, we reference also the Kriyas HaMegillah. So that's what the Gemara indicates. The Rishonim say, Afalem Nigzurak Zera. Lahashmid, Laro, Gulabin, it's Kola Yehudin. Ramban writes in the Chidush Ramban. Kola Yehudin. Minar Yazoki, Tafa Noshim Yemechon. The Shosha Sol Hashem is Achadu Shechem Yishadah. So obviously we're talking about something that's all inclusive. So they're included as well. So obviously, what about Tanim? Tafa Noshim. So it's very clearly that his intention was to destroy young children as well. So the Abedron writes a fascinating comment. I only have connections to Abedron. I had different Rabbeim in the course of my years. I had a Rebbe in 8th grade. For some reason, he was right. There's no point teaching us a Blat Gemara, what's the Tachlis? So what did he do? He taught us Mishnayos and Midos and Tumid. With shkufiyot, they had something called slides. I don't think anyone here knows what a slide is. Oh, we have maybe one person knows what a slide is. Remember what slides are? That's what he showed us. That was the most exciting thing I had the entire year, to learn Mishnayos and Midos and Tumid with the slides. Another Rebbe decided to learn Sefer Abedron in day school, Rabbi Weiss. Yeshiva Tana, not like Yeshiva Tana's over here. Parochial school, day school, whatever they called it. He taught us Abedron, so we learned the whole kutras in Abedron, because of mitzvahs. That's how we know these kutras. So the Abedron asked this kasha. He writes over here on the bottom of page 2, V'chein b'nei chanukah v'arbon kutras shal Pesach, shayavis b'hem, v'sh'afen ho'yu b'sakono, sh'etzor alem malchi yobon. V'yintayim ha'fil t'tanim, v'yuchayev v'gila. What about young children? Why should they be obligated? The Abgad Yerushal Mutani Bakapora Tzorkli Kosov Nei Noshim Lektanim, that women should hear the Megillah, and Ketanim should hear the Megillah from the male, is Yerushalmi, that goes now. Another discourse is Yerushalmi. Poskim bring this Yerushalmi. Shafein hoi besovim. Mikomukum, the Gemara di dan lo koma elo noshim chayavas. What does our Gemara say? I'm sure my lady's halacha. Noshim chayavas mikum begilah shafein hoi besovim. Only mentions women. And he writes, the Avigram, the Eshlomah, the Noshim, came in this no, the mitzvah sasi, the mitzvah sasi, shalom as man groma. Obviously, they can't violate the negative commandment, and they're included in the mitzvah sasi, shalom as man groma. Itil alayim mitzvah megillah, even though it says man groma. They're chayyah, because of this din, about they know you both on this. Abu Tanim, Doro Shaykh, the mitzvah's klal, they have no connection to mitzvah whatsoever. Abu Bishahoy, you both on this. He says, lo mechay veluhu. Even though they also were, and that's what the, as I mentioned here a moment ago, this Rashbam. So he makes a distinction between ktanim and noshim. That women is no b'mitzvahs. They're obligated mitzvah say shen and man groma. They can't violate lavim. So therefore the mitzvah begilah certainly is thrust upon them. But ktanim, lo shaykh b'mitzvahs klal. They have no connection to mitzvahs whatsoever. So not b'chuyiv, even though b'osanes. The Yerushalmi obviously disagrees that even though ktanim are not b'toras mitzvahs, but somehow their din is stronger to b'mchayv them, even though b'ofen ekroni they're pachim b'sham mitzvahs. So the chayv increase hamigilah like women. So therefore, in light of this, I believe this is the explanation of the Chomos Tanoim over here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Chacham said that even tinokas are chayv b'dal kaisis, and even though tinokas are lad b'nei chiyuv b'mitzvahs, they're not obligated to mitzvahs. But because Afin Hoyu, they are chayv in the mitzvah dal kaisis. When Yerushalmi says, "Tanu chayam b'kriyas hamigilah shabein hoyu b'osa ades," and therefore, by extension, that should apply the way the Rashbam says, "He afin digalu dal kaisis haseva." Whatever dinim are relevant to that haseva should also be applicable to Tanu as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who asked over here, "Bichimat toeles yesh l'tinovis be'yayin." What's the point? And the Rashbam says, "Halom turim and amitzis," which means that women batz musam abenos chiyuvah. However, the part of mitzvah says shadman groma. So we understand why afhein hoye bosa anes. We don't apply the turim man groma in the chayim dal kaisis. Mashenkin tanim that b'mahusam b'yisoydam they're not b'nei chiyuvah nino. They're part of amitzis. So they're also part even from this mechayim of afhein hoye bosa anes. Therefore, they're part of the mitzvah of dal kaisis. In reference to what Rav Shimon Bam said, there's another Rav Yehuda, namely Megillah, and there's a stira, but I am not going to engage in that stira because that will take us far afield. And I'll just end by referring to the issue that I spoke about earlier, namely the Machlokes HaPoskim, whether one can use mitzvah avin, can one use grape juice for the purpose of dal kaisis. I mentioned that Agoyim Moshe Feinstein Zatzal contended. His position was, you're not yotzei b'mitzah novim because you need yayin ha-meshaker. You need actually a beverage that can cause you to be intoxicated. Otherwise, it's not shliya de'acheres. Even though there's no din of getting intoxicated on Leila Seder, that din applies on Purim, has no application to Leila Seder. But I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal a number of times, and I understood that towards the end of his life, he dafka utilized mitzah novim. He dafka utilized grape juice. Because the Rambam says, that same Rambam that you have in front of you, Shetayesh Tiyasa Areva Allah. Gemara says that. The Shri has to be Areva. And therefore, if the yayin is difficult for you to stomach, or if it's going to cause damage, so then Adraba, Shtiyasa Areva, Mitzan Ovin. That's Yosef Derecheres. And I saw actually in the Sefer Seder Aruch, that's a 3-volume work on one of the 300 volumes that I own. I didn't read all of them, don't be chashim me. So the Seder Aruch is an excellent compendium, more or less reviews all of Hilchos Pesach in all 3 volumes. So he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that the Chazon Ish drank mitzvah novim for dal kaisis. That's what he drank. He drank grape juice, and many, many people are known to drink grape juice. I heard this actually from one of the Rashi Yeshiva in Itri, where I learned, and I saw then it quoted in the Agoin of Shlomach Shlita quotes in Chuvas HaNogis, one of his svarim, that the Chabina Rav also drank mitzvah novim for dal kaisis. So we have a number of Gedolei Yisrael who drank actually mitzvah novim. And as I said, that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein felt you need Mashka Meshaka. He brought many rais, not just from that Rashbam, he had a Yerushalmi as well that indicates that very clearly. And as I said, it would seem that I have a question based on the Gemara that we just learned here in Pesachim, like Kuf Ches. Namely, if young children, Tinokos, and there's a question, well, Tinokos, I didn't address that issue, I would have addressed it in the context of the steer between Abdi Huda here and Abdi Huda Megillah, but I didn't do so. So some assume Tinokos are those that have not yet come to the Chinuch. That's why Lashon Tinokos is used the post Tanim. But there's a basic question. When the Gemara says, Gimato Elas, the Tinokos B'yayim, I don't understand. If you can be able to mitz anavim, why can't I give a young child mitz anavim? Give him grape juice. They can handle grape juice. That's not going to be a problem. So maybe there's no riot from that. I once discussed this matter with an Adam Godel. He told me that Bizman Chazal, they didn't have mitz anavim. They didn't have grape juice. That was a concept that was not known because the Shat HaBotzir would take place once a year on Tishrei, and therefore in Nisan they didn't have any grapes left. So that was just not a reality. There was no reality for them to have Nitzan Avim. And if they would go and squeeze Anovim in Tishrei, so assuming that it would not, as I said, be around when Pesach time came, today we know how to go ahead, we have ways of preserving these beverages, and therefore we can certainly refrigerate them and the like, and we have Nitzan Avim. This was told to me by another Godo, and he referred me to someone in the wine industry who confirmed this, who told me that it's correct. Whatever the case is, there was no Eitzer to give Mitzan Avim to Tinoka. That Eitzer was not realistic, it was not a possible Eitzer. And therefore they had a doctor give Yayin. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein was very machmir, as I said. This is what I heard from Hagoyim Yavdovid Zatzal, and that's what he writes in the Kol Dodi Zagoda, that you have to use dafka wine. But as I said a moment ago, there are many poskim who feel that one can actually be yotzei with mitzvah avim, and even though, as I said, that's what my Rebbe Soloveitcher Zatzal, that's what he did. And he also was worried about another problem, which I've just mentioned. I'm sure you're familiar with the Gemara about Basel. So Mechaber Shmalach, Mechaber says that you can't in the kachin el al yayin roy v'nasach agam yamizbeach. That you have to have wine that's roy v'nisach mitzvah navin, which has all kinds of admixtures of other things, cannot be utilized for the purpose of kiddush. What's known as yayin mevushal, yayin mevushal, yayin shel kundikin. There are different terms that are used by Chazal, by Rishonim to describe this type of wine. Mitzvah Rabin, it's certainly Mavushal, uncrushable, undergoes pasteurization, whatever pasteurization is, that's another machlok is apostate. What temperature is sufficient, the Tzel Marav and others have a famous machlok regarding this issue of pasteurization. But certainly it's Mavushal, and the Chor, you need Yai Maroi, the Nasa, the Gavayam is Beach. And that's, you look at the Rambam, and I think it's Berach HaTes of the Shabbos, that's the Mashmos of the Rambam, he quotes it, including the Halacha, he says, in Nisar Bevash or So or whatever, add mixture is added to the wine, you can't make kiddush on it because it's not roi l'nasei agav yamizbeach. And that's a halacha psukah and shemalach. But that applies, as I said, dafka b'kiddush. B'shar kosos, you can be able to, yayin mevushal. So even if you're makbid, and that's what I understood, that there are people actually who are makbid on the first coast, on the LSA there, they'll drink wine. They'll drink yayin kal, they'll drink other forms of wine, and just for the other kosos, they won't be so makbid, they'll utilize mitzan avim. That's a possibility, which I think is something which is very much realistic, because Rambam only quotes this din of Yayin Shavoy Vasach Amem Zeh, like Abi Kiddush. He doesn't mention Vishar Kosh Shabrochim. Mashmah is a din in Kiddush, and not a din in Shar Kosh Shabrochim.
Or that Kiddush will say, or every Kiddush has the same Shabbat.
Ein Echonam. Aval. I'm talking
about Abi Kiddush. But that's
not part of the Abi Kiddush. No, but let us say there, and other Kiddushim that you make, obviously you have to be lacquered on drinking wine, assuming you hold like that. And that's what the Gemara actually, here in Bar Basra, where is that? That's Sadi Zayin. Oh, Sugi Bar Basra, famous Sugi. The Mechaber quotes him actually in Shemalach. He brings this Gemara. But as I said, there are certainly Yeshami Lismoch that with reference to Leva Seder to go ahead and utilize Nitzan Avim. And here the question, as I said, is it considered to be Yayin regarding a kosher bracha? That's the question that the Gemara here is dealing with. That when the Ran says, Einenin Usmechen Bo. And that's what I referred to a moment ago, mentioned this concept of Nenin Usmechen Bo, but as I said, the Shtiyah has to be a Shtiyah Reva, and therefore, Halacha Lamaaseh said there's certainly a basis for a person to go ahead, and if he can't drink regular wine, he can drink actually Mitzan Avim, or do what I do, which is Zayin Kal, And that really is not such a massive challenge. I think most people are capable of doing so. But yesh al milismoch regarding use of mitzvah rabin, halacha lemaise, in terms of this issue. Yeah.